Time to hold government, individual agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. Did you know that since 1950, that 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones? That according to the Crime Prevention Research Center. If a man driving a vehicle hits a man and injures or kills him, is the company that built the vehicle to be held responsible for the driver? Absolutely not. If a man owns a hunting knife to cut up his game and ends up killing with it, are the manufacturers somehow responsible for the crimes committed? Are they to be held liable? Absolutely not. No more than should gun manufacturers be held responsible for the crimes of them that choose to pull the trigger. This is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe to be the case today. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines arbitrary, adjective, Latin, arbitrarius, depending on will or discretion, not governed by any fixed rules, as an arbitrary decision, an arbitrary punishment. Take note, arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused to licentiousness. Friends, this is like blaming the manufacturers of forks and spoons for people being obese. How ridiculous. Furthermore, I ask, how can the act be apart from the actor? It cannot. And let me ask you one more question, a common sense question, and by the way, a very sincere question. Did the Lord blame the weapon when Cain killed Abel? No, he did not. He blamed Cain for killing Abel, and the curse was the consequence, and rightly so. Friends, remember, arbitrary government is not American government. We are ruled by law, not the opinion of some unelected activist that sits on the bench acting on the behalf of the highest bidder. President Thomas Jefferson, the third president, said, "To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy." Friends, no law can give me the right to do what is wrong. Don't ever forget that. Yet, what the courts are attempting to do in this country, remember, contradicts what our forefathers have established concerning the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I want you to think of this for a moment with me, please. The president is protected with guns. The Congress is protected with guns. Governors are protected with guns. Courts are protected with guns. Banks are protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. Celebrities are protected with guns. Yet we allow these that have been given delegated authority from we the people, you know, them that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, that they are to serve to defend America's children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." The irony is that the victims are then to call someone with a gun if there's an emergency. These in government that work for we the people would have you believe that, somehow or another, they have delegated authority to strip their employers from their God-given right to keep and bear arms. Americans, think. Well, the good news is that someone is thinking. A Michigan state lawmaker's newly introduced legislation to hold government agencies and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises is a promising proposal indeed, according to noted gun scholar John R. Lott Jr. The plan comes after a summer of mass public shootings that received saturation media coverage, such as in Virginia Beach, where a gunman left 12 dead and 5 injured, and at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 and injured 24. Oh, P.S., don't forget about the eyewitnesses that contradicted the mainstream media's narrative. Since then, Walmart and a host of large retail chains have banned the open carrying of firearms in their stores. Because almost all mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones, those areas would more accurately be called killing zones, said State Rep. Gary Eisen, a representative who represents St. Clair Township, about an hour's drive northeast of Detroit. Eisen, who is also a firearms instructor, introduced House Bills 4975 and 4976 on September 17th of this last year. Revolutionary soldier, judge, legislator, educator, schoolmaster to America, none other than Noah Webster said, "The religion which has introduced civil liberty is the religion of Christ and his apostles. This is genuine Christianity, and to this we owe our free constitutions of government. The moral principles and precepts found in the scripture ought to form the basis of all of our civil constitutions and laws." He goes on, "All the evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Our citizens should early understand that the genuine source of correct Republican principles is the Bible, particularly the New Testament or the Christian religion."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what I want to do really quick is just highlight what we're going to be talking about, obviously, right? This is talk radio. There's a big mirror on me right now. I just want to let you know we're going to be talking about, friends, no means no. And again, I've reiterated this, again, saying it a different way. Americans, you see these individuals, and I'm talking about these individuals that are being installed. And again, I wish people would wake up to the fact that they're not being voted in by the people, that they're being installed. And you always know how they're being installed because they got all the media coverage they need. They got all the money they need. And voila, they promise the people that they're going to go ahead and fight for their God-given rights, as if to suggest they can be taken away from us, which they are not, because our rights are inalienable. And but what do? They sell to the people what the people want to hear. And once they get into office, what do? They attack the people and their God-given rights. We have, for example, Abigail Spanberger. Welcome to the office of the governor of Virginia. And it's a big picture of her smiling big. And of course, you know, again, selling to the people that she's just like you. No, friends, she's not just like you. And the fact of the matter is we're seeing exactly who she is by what she's now doing, which is the opposite of what she promised to do, just like every other individual that's placed. Look what's happening in Texas right now with Ken Paxton, friends. Look, 4,000 people showed up yesterday to have him removed in place of another individual to take his place. Now, I would also caution the people in Texas, because I know that we have affiliates in Texas, to understand that this guy came out of nowhere, asked the question, followed the money trail, who's supporting him, why are they giving him all the media coverage that he needs to get into office? Because what you might find is that the same people that were controlling the one that you want to remove are controlling this guy as well, because there's 1,000 scoundrels waiting in line, friends, to go ahead and take the place of the scoundrel that's in office right now. And what's happening in Virginia is a prime case in point. I just want to say it one more time, and I'm going to continuously say it because I know what happens here, friends. People listen to this radio show. I am the Nicodemus, friends. And I'm talking about John 3, how Nicodemus would always go to Jesus at night. I am the one that people come to at night. They always make cross-reference to the things that I'm saying on a nationwide basis. That's why it takes them 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years to finally catch on to what's going on. And then you hear the talking points that we brought up 2 to 3 years prior. They're now beginning to come to the realization that what we were telling them was exactly spot on. They are not being voted in by the people. Okay, quit reverting back to the Democrats and the Republicans again. It doesn't exist. It does not exist. And friends, if the media is promoting them, remember, the media has a long history of advocating for the crimes and covering up as accomplices for the crimes of those that are guilty of conspiracy. Again, nobody can deny what I'm telling you right now. We see what's happening, speaking of Virginia, friends. This said governor that was allegedly voted in by the Virginians. Yeah, give me a break. Folks, if you want to check her out, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. You're going to tell me a bunch of Second Amendment individuals are going to stand up and support something like this, friends? Nope. She looks like she's straight out of some lawless college to do exactly what she's doing. And guess what, friends? She is doing it. But what's happening? People are kicking back. Some attorneys are refusing to enforce gun bans. Sheriffs are beginning to stand up. We've seen this some time ago in Illinois. Do you guys all remember that when Pritzker wanted to go ahead and ban assault rifles? Isn't it interesting how the government can have them when you're serving them in their purposes, mostly unconstitutional? But when you actually stand up on your own personal capacity, some reason or another, it's wrong that you have one. Well, remember what that criminal did. He started to attack the people in the state of Illinois. The media was right there to try to sell it to the people that everybody was for the ban, when, in fact, the only people that were for the ban were the ones that were profiting in bringing forth the ban, okay? But what happened, friends? One county stood up. Listen to me, Americans, on an individual basis. One county stood up. And before we knew it, friends, the whole state of Illinois, then we had another county, and then 10 counties, and then 50 counties, and then 75 counties. See how that one individual had to play the man, because that individual county, for an example, they understood that they are not there to be consensus leaders, but they're there to mold the consensus. And it's exactly what they did. They broke the mold. They took the lead. They said, we're not doing it. And before we knew it, Americans, there was over 101 counties in the state that told Pritzker to go fly a kite. Oh, and by the way, do you remember the retaliatory methods that were taken by that criminal Pritzker? And do remember, there's been 4 governors out of the state of Illinois that have served prison times after their terms. He's another one. He's another one coming. But remember what he did, friends. He started hiring illegals on his police force in the state of Illinois. This is what you're dealing with. But again, let me show you this, what's happening in Virginia. Those are just 2 cases, Virginia and Illinois. Some attorneys are refusing to enforce gun bans. Others are helping to defend them. Here, I can tell you how it works. It's just like what you're seeing in Virginia right now. Tell the people no. No. Here, I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this. So when we look at the preamble of the Bill of Rights, we always have to go back to that, because we remember, if we want to be educated to understand where our feet are when it comes to situations like this, namely, when the said governors or said representatives try to attack people's Second Amendment, remember what it says. Preamble to the Bill of Rights. The conventions of the number of states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction, what you're seeing, or abuse, what you're seeing, of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of this Constitution. So what is the Bill of Rights, friends? They're the thou shall nots to those that serve with the people. When are the people in this country going to understand that when your said representatives begin to usurp their scope of delegated authority, which comes from you and me, the way that this governor in Virginia is right now, the way that Pritzker did in Illinois, it's time for the people to stand up and throw them off. No! Americans need to understand your position constitutionally. Are you a law abider? Do they want to take your rights away? No. You got to learn to say no, Americans, and mean what you say, because then they're powerless. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Francis Turretin said, "Effectual calling is an act of the grace of God in Christ by which he calls men dead in sin and lost in Adam through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit to union with Christ and to salvation obtained in him."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. bbsradio.com.
A signer of the Declaration of Independence, a diplomat, governor of Virginia, secretary of state, and the third president of the United States of America. The doctrines of Jesus are simple and tend all to the happiness of man. The practice of morality being necessary for the well-being of society, he, God, has taken care to impress its precepts so indelibly on our hearts that they shall not be effaced by the subtleties of our brain. We all agree in the obligation of the moral principles of Jesus, and nowhere will they be found delivered in greater purity than in his discourses. I am a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in preferences to all others. Thomas Jefferson stated, "I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ."
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit of the ministry, who we are, what it is that we have been doing, James 2:14 through 26. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out our schedule. We got Florida coming up in a week and a half here, and then the month after we'll be in Farragut, Tennessee as well. And then we got some in-studio stuff with David Knight, and it looks like we might be doing even something more in Florida. If you want us to squeeze in an event in between those dates, check out the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check out the 8 to 10 articles that are given every single day, friends, that are given to you by contributors, those that are actually a part of the culture war, as the Sons of Issachar were. And also check out the store, friends. That stuff has all been created, made, written for you. That's what it's for, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, check out beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you want to go ahead and give us a call at any given time, you can do that. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now listen, we have here a said governor that they want you to believe was voted in by the Virginians of the state. Again, remember the mainstream media, they continuously inundate you with the lie that a majority of the people in that state voted her in to do the things that she's doing right now. Well, I can rest assured, and so can you, that she didn't tell the people that this is what she was going to do, but she got in place, and the first thing she does, she starts to assail the constituents of their state. But I want you to understand this, and it's important that you understand this, friends. You have provision in the Constitution. When they attack your God-given rights, they act in a foreign manner to delegation given unto them by you to remove them and to impeach them. And to folks, it doesn't just stop at impeachment. It also goes to prosecution as well, friends, as well. You bring it to prosecution. Read Article 2, Section 4. Read Article 1, Section 3, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 as well, because you prosecute them. If you don't prosecute these criminals that are put in position to represent the laws by upholding them, and they attack and tear away at the law, you are the people, we the people, the government, are wholly responsible for impeaching them and prosecuting them for their crimes. It's interesting, they come about and they say, if you don't comply with our unconstitutional legislations, they call them, their policies, they undermine the Constitution. But when they say you don't comply with their unconstitutional orders, that this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to be considered a felon. Do you understand they're adding insult to injury every step of the way? But what I want to do is I want to go back and show you, friends, no, you stand up and you tell these people no. They can go pound sand. Why? Because as I just showed you, they do not have the constitutional authority to legislate against your God-given rights. And you better ask yourself the question, friends, why is it that these corrupt individuals on a federal and state level are fortifying themselves against the people that they swore to serve in the first place? Here, let me show you. I did an article. This was probably about 3 years ago that I did this. But I want you to get this, just to get a little taste of understand what I'm trying to share with you. The census of federal law enforcement officers do not include data on officers in the United States Armed Forces or the CIA and the Transportation Security Administration, which is completely unconstitutional, both agencies are, due to national security restrictions. Excluding 33 offices of inspector generals, 24 federal agencies, each employed under the 250 full-time personnel with firearm and arrest authority, was given to them back in 2008. I want you to check this out. U.S. Customs and Border Protections, they have 36,863 officers that are armed and have been given law enforcement and arrest powers. Are you listening? Federal Bureau of Prisons, 16,835 of them. They've been given arrest powers. They are armed to the hilt. Federal Bureau of Investigation, 12,760. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, 12,446 individuals armed to the hilt, given arrest powers concerning the American people. Anybody see something wrong with what's going on here? Bureau of Land Management, 255 employees armed to the hilt, given arrest powers concerning the American people. Bureau of Indian Affairs, they're their own government, 277 employees. Amtrak Police, 305. U.S. Mint Police, 316. National Security Administration for the Nuclear Programs, 363 employees. National Park Services have been given 547 employees armed to the hilt, given arrest powers concerning the American people. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services, 598. U.S. Forest Services, 644. Pentagon Force Protection Agency, 725. Bureau of Diplomatic Security, 1,049 employees armed to the hilt, given power to arrest the American people. And the list goes on and the list goes on. Folks, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service, no joke, no joke. 2,288 employees armed to the hilt, given arrest powers. The U.S. Capitol Police, 1,637. Veterans Health Administration, 3,128. U.S. Marshal Services, which makes sense, 3,313. Drug Enforcement Agencies. Who, folks, just stop and think about this. They create the problem. In this case, they call it a drug problem, only to pull the curtain back to find out it's the CIA and the FBI running the drugs. But the problem isn't so much the CIA and the FBI outside of the fact that they're unconstitutional agencies. The problem is they're meeting the supply, meeting the demand. It's the American people buying it. So it's the American people being lured in and helping create the problem so the government can come in and play the problem solver. But are you pulling it back, friends? Are you going a third step to figure out who's creating the problems? I mean, this is insane. And all of these agencies, friends, for the most part, are unconstitutional. In 2010, the United States Department of Agriculture bought 85 semi-automatic submachine guns. The Department of Agriculture, the most least suspecting, pay attention to how they operate. The USDA is just one of 73 federal government agencies employing full-time law enforcement officers who are authorized to carry firearms and make arrests in the United States of America. Doesn't anybody think this is a little alarming? Who is all this aimed at? Here, again, I'm going to show you the importance of understanding what they can do and what they can't do. Did you say to your said representatives, namely to Congress, did you tell them that they could go ahead and reallocate your money and create a system, arm them to hilt, and then give them arrest powers to work against the very people that they're supposed to actually protect? Did you do that? No, I didn't do that neither. I mean, it's kind of crazy how that works, isn't it? And then on top of it, friends, what do we see? We see the said governors, on top of the fact that they're arming themselves in agencies that are unconstitutional. That means they are null and void. They don't have the authority. But guess what, Americans? If you don't know the difference, you're going to pay for your own demise. And it's exactly what you're doing. I want to say this, and I want you to understand the reason that, for example, Abigail Spanberger is her excuse to attack the people in the state of Virginia, which is going nowhere, and I'll show you that in just a moment. But what I want you to catch, friends, is the fact that they use criminals as their excuse in an attempt to disarm law abiders. Here, let me give you this. Did you know that 94% of all mass shootings take place in gun-free zones? This is how ignorant the people in this country have become. 94% of all mass casualties, mass shootings, take place in gun-free zones. Here, I want to give you the answer to this. You need to hold the said representatives that created those unlegislated bills in the first place to create what they call gun-free zones and hold them accountable for all of the casualties and the lives lost by those that have murdered in the kill zones that they have created. We'll be right back. I see you up there, Trace. I'll take you in just a moment.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John Dickinson stated, "All artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much resemblance or semblance of legality as possible." And when we look to Ephesians 4:14, we can see exactly where John Dickinson extracted the light from that exposes the darkness when making his point. "That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive."
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence. Bradley knows American history and he knows the Bible. Tune into Bradley's powerful and informative radio show and you too will understand the importance of America's true Christian heritage.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
We should be inexcusable to God, to our posterity, to the whole world, if we hesitated a single moment in asserting our right and repelling the attacks of lawless power. Reverend Peter Thacker. President Theodore Roosevelt said, "To announce that there must be no criticism of the president, or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but it is morally treasonable to the American public. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, I see you up there, Tracy. Folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Let me make this final point and I'll take your call. 281-845-4704. Hey, folks, this is where you need to weigh in the most, okay? I mean, you're all over the country. Don't remain silent. That's the problem. But I was just highlighting during the end of the last segment that 94% of all mass murder takes place in gun-free zones. Did you approve of that? Did you approve of that? Do you remember back what was in the early 2000s when Rosie O'Donnell was one of the guest speakers as they were doing their anti-gun rally in Washington, D.C.? Do you remember how they tried to show you that there was a million people there? And then what we found is that they were actually photoshopping the picture. They had less than a third of the people that they sold to the American people as being there as anti-gun. They don't have the support, folks. Every time they talk about taking away your guns, gun sales skyrocket. Don't ask me. Call your local gun dealer. Friends, and really what it comes down to is let them attack your Second Amendment. You've already got over 393.3 million weapons in the hands of the American people, and they're put in their hands for the very purpose that they have them, and the very purpose of who's assailing them right now. And I'm talking about tyrants that come across as said representatives. Let me define them for you. They are not representatives of the American people. They are representing foreign powers that are zeroing in on our God-given rights, namely the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Now, here's the other point. I just want you to think. Isn't it interesting that they create these kill zones? They create the kill zones with the excuse of blaming the law abiders for the crimes of the law breakers. And so what do? They open the door to law breakers to go in these kill zones and to bring about mass casualties. That's exactly what they're doing. And here's the other thought. If the said governors, the said mayors, and the said judges actually enforce the law against those that commit the crime, rather than gloating in a 74% recidivism rate, which means those that commit a crime, when they're out, they do it again and again and again, 74% of all criminals. So who's allowing the crimes and who's allowing these criminals to breed? I mean, not only is television promoting it, and by the way, many of these Hollywood fallen stars that are always, showing their movies and their vigilante movies as they're carrying and shooting people up, you know that many of them are actually anti-gun? Isn't that crazy? I mean, the hypocrisy stinks to no heaven, right? But I don't care if they're anti-gun or not. We have God-given rights here. But again, I want you to remember that the corrupt, because they don't bring forth justice upon the heads of the guilty, they go after what? They skip from them over to the law abiders. It was actually Lysander Spooner who said, now listen carefully, to ban guns because of criminals and because criminals use them is to tell me and you, the law abiders, that our rights and our liberties depend not on our own abidings concerning law abiders, our own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. Think about what I'm telling you. This is the mind of your said representatives that need to be put in check. And my message today is, Americans, no. No. How many times have I said these anti-gunners that are in office, they've been installed, number one. Number two, they sit there and they create what? Anti-gun legislation with armed security detail around them, protecting themselves against the constituents that they're into in power. And that's exactly what's going on today. We got Tracy calling in from Longmont. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, how you doing, Bradley?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Hey, you know what you mentioned? God created man and woman, both male and female.
Okay.
Well, so on the dollar bill it says "Innanuit Septus," and that means He God smiles on all our undertaking. Novos Ordo Seclorum, New World Order. So if you take all the letters that spell out those, the amount of letters it takes to spell out the words that are on the dollar bill, it's in 1317 in the Book of Revelations.
Okay.
And I found a Masonic publishing from 1935 that Aleister Crowley had his part in designing the dollar bill.
Okay.
With the false Israel.
Okay.
And you know what 1317 said?
Sure.
I'll read it to you. I got my Bible.
Okay, but can I ask you, what does this have to do with the conversation that we're having right now?
The amount of monies they're using. The mark of the beast is already on the dollar.
Okay, but can I ask you something?
It's been on there since 1935.
Can I say something, though, Tracy? Why is it, and I just got done sharing this with somebody today, I just got one question for all of you. And I say, those that listen to me on a daily basis, and I want to propose this to you so you get it real clear. How is it that the people on a worldwide scale, let's say 7 to 9 billion people, how is it that they're so afraid of what less than 300 people are doing to them?
The money, they pay them to do it.
I don't care. I'm asking you a simple question. How is it that you live your life in magnifying the 300 people rather than standing up and living your life where they're worried about the way that you live?
I don't, man. I live in a suka.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
You know what a suka is?
No, I'm good. Hey, Jeff, Tennessee, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, brother, from another mother.
Hey, brother.
We've got legislation. Well, actually, we had a court case that come up that removed a certain phrase in one of our gun laws, our Constitution, that says the intent to go armed. Well, we have a constitutional carry in this state now. So technically, we're all intending to go armed. But our governor overrode or appealed the court case in which it was deemed to be unconstitutional.
Okay.
So hopefully, God willing, we are in a position where we no longer are trying to vote for the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
But we're voting for a godly man or an evil woman.
Yep. And we don't want to vote for the lesser of two evils. So what we want to be careful of, Jeff, and you know this, we want to be careful of giving the options of the lesser of two evils. It's our job to hold their feet to their oaths. And if they don't uphold what they swore to uphold in their oath, they must go. And here's the other thing. I think, and again, I know you know this, Jeff, but how many other candidates are given as options to the people in your state, which is Tennessee, that are actually legitimate contenders that the mainstream media right now is ignoring?
Well, they're ignoring Monty Fritz completely.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what they do.
Monty Fritz is a godly man.
Yep, yep. And I want the people to, I'm highlighting this for a purpose that I want people to understand this is how it works. The mainstream media only pays attention to those that they're to give attention to for the purpose of getting them into office. Outside of that, they completely omit, they completely censor or suppress all other contenders. The only contenders that they highlight are the ones that are working for those that are pulling their strings. And I want the people to understand that, because that is not a fabrication. That is a fact, and it's been proven 1,000 times over. And you're dealing with it right now in the United States of America, across the boards, under the guise of making America great again. And just the exact opposite is taking place. Jeff, I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Well, all I can say is, when you get a candidate that's a godly man, that you do everything you can to get his name out there. Don't ignore the media. Go knocking on doors. Go talking to your neighbors. Go talk to strangers. But get his name, get their name out there, because that's how we're going to beat this system.
Amen. Amen. And again, I would always revert back to what I continuously revert back to, because it's the very heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. We need to bring forth justice. That's what's going to put, hey, folks, and I'll tell you right now, the mainstream media is what catapults the conspiracies which wicked men in the halls of government are advocating for. And again, I don't know anybody I haven't even heard anybody say conspiracy theory in a long time now. Because I think people are beginning to come to the realization that this isn't a game. These aren't theories. Yes, the mainstream media and their spin doctors, their useful idiots, have a long history of covering as accomplices for the corrupt in the halls of government. People are figuring it out. So therefore, we have to deal with the corrupt in the media and the corrupt in the halls of government. That's going to put a stop to it. And I'll tell you, the minute we put forth an example to one of these corrupt politicians, and I'm talking about the ones that they have put up for far too long. Ken Paxton's a prime example right now. People are waking up after the fact that he's selling them out. And now they're standing up. I would pay close attention to who they mean to replace him with, friends. Because that state is another one of those states, just like Florida, where they continuously highlight their government and namely their governors as if to suggest they're some godsend. No, they are not. They're the ones that are incurring these problems upon the constituents of their states. And it's not just those two states. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
BBSRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Love hearing from you. Love hearing from the new guy today. Love hearing from new callers. By the way, we got a major network picking us up out of Florida. And we're looking forward to that, because once we go live, he's picking us up live every day, 7 days a week, as a matter of fact, because we do churches on Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. But we're being picked up by this major in the state of Florida, and this should be taking place and transpiring over the next week here, and I'm really looking forward to it, because I love getting new people involved as to what's going on here, especially those that are active and bringing about the answers, because it's an encouragement to others when they see people aren't just hiding behind their speakers, or, you know, the fact of the matter is they're actually standing up and doing something about what's going on in their community. communities. Speaking of which, just talked to my friend over at KHNC 1360 in Colorado just yesterday, and we're hoping to do something in August, and I'm working on it right now, and I know Jason's working on that as well. But friends, if you look at our schedule right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're some busy little bees, but you know what? This is what it's all about. Getting out there with you, the people, is the payday, and I'm just happy to be out there. So again, if you want to make something happen, speaking of which, go ahead, give us a call at 1-866-233-0747 to book us. 1-866-233-0747. Now, I want to show you something here, because people will say, well, Bradley, you're talking a lot about, you know, what the Bible says. Yeah, right. Because the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Exactly. So what does the Lord have to say about all this? And that's all we have to do, is look to our forefathers and understand why they armed us. Because if they weren't armed, we would be British. You understand? They threw off the king across the pond that would not be ruled by God. And when you go to 1 Samuel 13:22, what does it say, friends? It says, so on the day of battle, not a sword or spear could be found among the troops who were with Saul and Jonathan, the children of Israel. Remember, they were being oppressed by the Philistines. How did the Philistines oppress them? How did they control the children of Israel? They disarmed them. Do you understand? And I'm not being funny, friends. This is no joke. Either you throw off the corrupt that are throwing off the Constitution, or they're going to overthrow you sooner or later. And they are going to enslave you the same way that the Philistines did the children of Israel. And that's a hard lot, friends, to be a part of. You can also read Luke chapter 11. Talks about, you know, how is a house taken over? Well, you got to disarm the people. And wasn't the Lord that said, you know what? Go ahead and sell your cloak and buy yourself a sword. Yes, because they were in dangerous times. Jesus was going to be crucified. Put it into context, people. I mean, I'm humored by the people's willingness to go ahead and forfeit what so many men fought, bled, and died to give them. Hey, Americans, isn't it interesting how you're corrupt? That these warmongers that are trying to create wars all the time, isn't it interesting how they want to use your children to go kill off innocent people in third world countries through their unconstitutional wars? What do they arm them with? The very weapons they're trying to disarm the average constituent in America to have. You have to, if you just pull back like an eagle and look down through the storm and ask the Holy Ghost to give you thought and bring forth all those pieces, let's say as a puzzle, metaphorically, and bring them together so I can understand what's going on. Who is responsible for all of this? Who is responsible for this continual warfare more than the mainstream media and the corrupt? Nobody is, friends. Nobody is. I want you to also understand this. The Second Amendment of the United States Constitution protects the right of individuals. It's found in the Bill of Rights. It protects the right, not the privilege. I want you to understand as well, my privileges are not given unto me by the state. They want you to believe that they're giving you privileges. No, they are not. I don't work for them. They work for me. And furthermore, they did not give me my rights. The Lord did, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So when you look at the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights that protects the right of individuals to keep and bear arms, largely for the purpose of self-defense, it prevents the government from infringing upon this right. It was ratified in 1791, and it reads as a well-regulated militia. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, you are the militia. Being necessary to the security of a free state, you're only free when you are an armed people, friends. Because the right of the people to keep and bear arms, what does it say? Come on, come on, say it with me. Shall not be infringed. That means not to be violated in any sense of the word. Aren't you tired yet, Americans, of your said representatives blaming you for the crimes of the guilty? Law abiders, aren't you tired of your corrupt politicians using law abiders as the example as to why they need to remove your guns from defending? You know, folks, it shows you that they are the tyrants. They are the bad guys. They are the ones that are responsible as soft judges that produce hardened criminals. That's why they're zeroing in on you, friends, because they're not enforcing the law. You know, you hear that saying all the time, you know, no justice, no peace. No, folks, it's exactly right. No justice, no peace.
Live tonight, new gun laws are set to go into effect in Virginia in a month, but some Commonwealth attorneys are now fighting back on these new restrictions.
Nick Minock joins us live now from Spotsylvania County to break down why prosecutors say they will not enforce the law. Nick.
A growing number of Virginia Commonwealth attorneys say they're not going to enforce these new gun laws that will be enacted on July 1st. We've counted 10 Commonwealth attorneys so far, including the ones in Warren County and here in Spotsylvania County.
The assault weapons ban and the public carry ban are obviously unconstitutional.
Spotsylvania County Commonwealth Attorney Ryan Mahaffey.
Of course they are, and they know they are.
Commonwealth attorneys vowing not to enforce the new assault firearm ban and public carry ban signed by Governor Abigail Spanberger. The new Virginia law will make it a misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail.
You see this, friends? She does not have, the right to attack your God-given rights. But she's saying if you don't obey my tyrannical decrees, you're going to go to jail for a year. This is how tyranny works, friends. This is what you need to awake to. They're threatening you for not listening to their unlawful decrees. Didn't our forefathers teach us just that? You know, I met with them not too long ago, Senator Mike Holstrom in Minnesota. And if all the said representatives would teach this lesson through example, they'd be very liberated. And I'm talking the people that take heed to the message given. But Michael Holstrom, a young senator in the state of Minnesota, when criminal Tim Walz tried to implement more gun control because he wasn't prosecuted by the people for a $30 million fraud, no joke, he stood up and he said, I will not comply with this law because it's not a law. He said, most of the Minnesotans will not comply with this unconstitutional law. Folks, look what's going on across the world. When the government stands up and says, we're going to go ahead and disarm the people, what happens? They revolt. What happens, friends? They refuse to comply. My message to everybody listening today, and it may sound rebellious to the ignorant, but I want to tell you what, it's your ignorance that's enslaving you. It's your ignorance that are allowing the tyrants to go ahead and forge your chains day by day because you know nothing of your history. Or of common sense. Folks, I'm here to say I will stand against them tooth and nail. Why? Because they have no right whatsoever to go ahead and try to remove my right to bear arms in defense of my family, myself, and whatever belongs to me. I have every right in the world, and listen carefully as we end the show. I will not comply
or manufacture an assault firearm. That includes semi-automatic rifles or pistols with a magazine capacity of more than 15 rounds. After she signed the law, Governor Spanberger told news outlets, quote, firearms designed to inflict maximum casualties do not belong on our streets. We are taking this step to protect families and support the law enforcement.
They're not protecting families. They're disarming families in their ability to protect themselves.
Attorney General Jay Jones told news outlets, quote, Commonwealth attorneys are elected to enforce our laws, which is what we expect them to do when these laws take effect on July 1st.
Ain't going to happen.
And in response to Commonwealth attorneys like Mahaffey, some Democrats have even said, quote, you don't get to pick and choose which law you will enforce.
Exactly.
But Mahaffey fired back, saying Democratic Fairfax County Commonwealth Attorney Steve Descano seems to do just that. 7 News has reported on how Descano has dropped charges on several violent suspects.
Okay, so folks, they're trying to scare people into compliance now is what they're doing. But again, friends, we'll see what happens. But I can almost guarantee you right now, friends, very far and few between are actually going to forfeit their God-given rights. Mark my words. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in